Modern Smoker.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. There's a link to your instructors. USAprepares.com. Podcast right here on the website through Genesis are free. So if you need to refresh your memory or share something you've heard on the broadcast with friends and family, USAprepares.com. Got some articles on the website that you might want to consider reading. And converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. And with us today, as he is Thursdays, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You might know him as the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. He wrote the first six episodes of the X-Files. He was a lead Navy physicist at the Pentagon, and Dr. Miller is a scientist. He's written a lot of books, and many books, including ESP induction through forms of self-hypnosis. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, welcome.
Good morning. It's nice to be back with you.
Where have you been?
Yeah, I was down under. That's actually... you know, when you actually go to Australia, that is exactly what it's like. I didn't get as far down as Adelaide, but Adelaide is the closest city to Antarctica. It's way down there.
Rick, I've got a question for you. You know, when you're down under, does it still feel like you're on top of the world? Like when you're standing in Australia, are you still standing, you know, vertically?
No. Actually, I'm upside down. It's that's why I got sick. You know, going literally from the shortest day of the year to the longest day of the year with supermoons and superduds, it was crazy. Everything, the sky is different. I couldn't find the Big Dipper, the Northern Cross, or the star. You know, the North Star. I couldn't find any of that because guess what? It's not there. Different and actually quite disorienting. Of course, it's from where I live on the West Coast, it's 17 hours into the future. And going from summer into winter, I went from 64 degrees, you know, that's their winters, big deal, to 103 degrees here in Grants Pass in one day. It was awful. I mean, it wasn't awful. It's just my body at my age notices these different things a lot more than I did when I was a lot younger. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that was the question, Rick. You know, when I said, you know, were you vertical? I really meant the disorientation.
Terrible. It really is disorienting. And it took my body, going from night today is one thing. Going into the future when I need to talk to you or someone else back in the States, I have to really wrap my head around it for a little bit. You know, realizing I'm 17 hours into the future, that means early morning for me is mid-afternoon for you. Early evening. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, Rick, were you concerned about flying at, you know, 35,000 feet with the radiation?
Well, yeah. And actually, actually, I think our aircraft got up to 37, almost 38,000 feet. We were almost at 40,000 feet. But we were further south than Asia, which is where that trapped ionization zone is from Fukushima. That's, you know, straight across from L.A., you know, you got, and it's going straight up in the atmosphere. That's where it is right now. It hasn't moved a lot yet. It's just hanging out right there. And, of course, flying out of San Francisco, they go way down. You know, they go down to near Peru. Not that they go to Peru. They go down that far south, then straight over kind of thing. It's way down there.
I was concerned about, you know, the radiation that's in the air because we don't hear much of it.
You know, when I was in Sydney, I had to go into Sydney, which might be equivalent to our L.A. It was, I didn't see hundreds of people. I saw thousands of people going through immigration, and they were all Japanese. And unlike European or world traveling, the Japanese seemingly travel in groups, and when I say groups, I mean, you know, 100 of them, all wearing the same kind of a little name tag or something like that. I saw a lot of them wearing respirators. I saw a lot of them coughing, you know, like there were something wrong with them, and it's a fact. I think that is the tragedy of the 21st century will be the loss of the Japanese culture, very similar to what happened with Greece and their high end of culture and art. I think that Japan is, we're going to lose all of that this century. And I think we're going to lose it like we lost Greece and all of its richness. You know, when Shogun came out and that whole concept of the warlords and the honor systems of honor that were based around that, that's a type of unique culture we will never see again. And to realize that that's being lost as we speak. Nobody's making a big deal about it yet. But it's a fact, and you know, it was an eye opener to see that many people from Japan traveling. I guess they're going back and forth to Europe. I mean to Asia. I don't know. I don't know where they were all bound. I saw a lot of kids. That means they were all wearing uniforms, and I mean thousands of them, not hundreds, thousands. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rick, as I look at what happened to Japan, I put the blame squarely on two places. One is General Electric for the design of the nuclear reactors, and the Japanese government for agreeing to place them where they placed them. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, Matt Stein nailed that one really good with his 400 Chernobyls. The whole concept of nuclear energy as a way to support our electrical needs is crazy, and you know, we should have had our eyes open with Chernobyl. I don't think anybody has a clue to the fact that Chernobyl is still a hot spot on Earth. That is a place you cannot travel. There will be eventually a bunch of, I don't know, science fiction stories about that place on Earth as a place where, I don't know, zombies came from. I learned something interesting about zombies. That actually, the concept of zombies came from some studies that Russia did on a virus they developed and never deployed that actually was the way they were going to take out the hordes of China. It was developed in the 70s and the mid 80s and then put down. And but that concept of changing man to fight himself was actually a military weapon.
Rick, when last night I was talking with Sam Bushman. He's a broadcaster. He's going to be at the expo, and he's going to be broadcasting live with us for about three and a half hours on not this Friday, but next Friday. And we were talking about the evil. Who are these people that dream these things up? You know, wiping out a civilization. Where'd that come from, Rick?
Eisenhower. You know, he said, beware of the military complex. It's gotten further down that pike, however. And when I say that, it's not the military anymore. It's the corporations that run the countries. And the thing that disturbs me, you don't think that Navy SEALs are upset at what's happening to SEAL Unit Number 6? How does that go down when you're doing your duty to God and country and then are a liability to a corporation? This is, people haven't talked about that, but I have to tell you, I'm putting corporations on notice that they have grabbed the tail of a dog that is wagged by its tail. If they're not careful, there will be all kinds of, I don't know, not vigilante, but repercussions. And for myself, I'm outraged. That was our code of ethics. You never left anyone behind. If you were part of the team, that was your family. And the way they're doing SEAL Unit 6 now, after the Osama bin Laden incident, it's wrong. The whole thing is wrong. And from now on, I am not so much blaming military, per se, as I am individual corporations. You know, I remember when DuPont was in charge of the sciences for Rockefeller, and it was that kind of hierarchy. That's all changed. It's not like that anymore. Monsanto, which was a weapons company under DuPont, is now bigger than DuPont. How does that work? And it's who are the chief financial officer of DuPont? I'm asking you a question. Good luck finding that answer. I wouldn't want to be known either if I were running a company like that. You know, it's the Rumfelds of the day that are nuts. And when I say that, they're true psychopaths. And it's kind of scary to realize that our best and finest are being directed by this kind of a mentat. It's scary. And these are kids. It isn't the military. Military is your son. It's your brother. It's your uncle. It's, you know, it is trying to do the right thing without having scruples. You know, Rick, the people above you have no concern about that, and you are considered expendable, or what do they call that, collateral damage.
Collateral damage. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm Vince Finelli. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a building that I was in that Pete DuPont spent some time in. We'll talk about that building and the safeguards that they put in place to protect Pete DuPont of the DuPont family. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPreparers.com.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparers.com. Get prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheeley, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparers.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparers.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909. Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, I just heard a commercial that had the words "fire your MD" in it. Have you ever been fired by your doctor?
What's that? Yeah, I have a GP who's a Seventh-day Adventist, and I have thought once in a while to walk away, but I keep him so that I have access to things that I need. I went into emergency last weekend with athlete's foot. I thought something else was wrong. My foot was so bad, and you know, I didn't go through my GP. All he's there right now is to collect my Social Security, Medicare, you know, annual checkups and things like that. And he'll want to run things on me that I don't need. And they cost money, and I'll, you know, nail at them that I can't afford that. I'm on Social Security, and that, you know, that needs to be the general things unless there's something wrong with me. They can find, in medicine today, they can find something wrong with everybody. And that means then you have the pharmaceutical company that comes in that has a Band-Aid, not a cure. What I would say, it doesn't treat the cause. It goes after the symptoms, and it covers them up. Allergies are a typical example of something that could be easily controlled with hypnosis, but most people don't know that, don't believe that, and are on chlordimetron or something even weirder, you know, histamines of some kind. For me, I am now finding that it's smarter to take care of yourself and only go when somehow you can't cope. I don't believe a word of any of it. I pretty much know what's going on inside my own body, And right now, part of my garden's got a herbal pharmacy in it where I grow what I need.
Yeah, and the reason I asked if you had fired your MD is, as I was listening to that advertisement, I was thinking about back in Virginia that there was a small doctor's office in our little tiny town of 500 people. And there was a sign there, and it was a young doctor, and a sign said, you know, if you miss your appointment, there's a $25 fee. If you're late, there's a $25 fee. If you have a problem with your check, there's a $25 fee.
Oh, I know so, where this is going. You know, they make you sit in there. They'll book five people in 1 hour, and then he puts you in five different rooms and then comes in for 10 minutes in each room, 15 mm-hmm. if it's necessary, 20 if it's necessary, and I'm running a little late. That's because they can charge five times more per hour. And this is a thing that they actually have courses at the university to teach you how to do it this way. The old GP that would come to dinner and be part of the family, those days are gone.
Yeah, well, I was remembering that I had a Monday morning first appointment, doctor's appointment with this MD in Virginia. And I pulled into the parking lot, and there are no cars there. And, you know, 8:05, 8:15, no cars, 8:30, 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I left. Nobody showed up. And there was a light dusting of snow. I mean, very, very light. Hardly any accumulation at all. And what had happened is they closed the doctor's office because there was a prediction, a forecast that there would be snow on Monday. And they decided they would close it. And so they didn't tell me. I mean, they didn't call me and say, if any, look, we're not going to be there, so we'll have to reschedule. They didn't call me. So I showed up, and they didn't show up. So I sent them a bill for $25, which I thought was appropriate, because that's what they charge, you know.
Good luck.
So I've been like this for, a long time.
That's one of those little cartoons that they put in the Sunday papers. It's the same as it ever was.
So I sent this doctor a bill for $25 because he missed my appointment, right?
Yeah.
And nothing happened that day. And I got this, within a couple of days, I got a letter from him. It was one paragraph, 2 pages long.
You know, guilt. Good luck with that.
Yeah, so, and basically he fired me after I sent him that letter. So I've been fired by a medical doctor. He said, you know, look, go find somebody else. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about Pete DuPont. Interesting story about where he worked and his security. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dry guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Today,
I've
got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
theater,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, years ago, I was on the East Coast, and I was in this office building, and it was a state office building. And I pulled into the parking garage at the street level. You pull in, and you find your parking space. And then the next thing you'd want to do is to go anywhere in that building, you'd want to get in the elevator, right? Right from the parking garage. No, there is no such thing. There is no elevator from the parking garage to the offices above the parking garage. So I walked outside, you know, walked out the entrance from the parking garage, walked around the side of the building, climbed up the stairs into the first floor of the state office building, and I talked to the security guy, and I said, "What gives? You know, you've got the parking garage right here. All the offices that you'd want to go to are right above the parking garage. You've got an elevator right here in the lobby. Who designed this building so that you can't get in the elevator and go from the from the parking garage right to the lobby or to whatever floor you want to go to. And he said, well, we did that many years ago when we built the building because we're afraid of a bomb threat. Now, who was in the building? Well, that would be Pete DuPont. He was on the top floor. His office was on the top floor. So they were, Rick, what I'm saying is they were concerned that back then someone would go into the parking garage and send a package up to, you know, one of the floors in the building and set the package off. And that was back in, well, I guess in the, I think they did that in the 70s.
You know, it's all what happens with the military. That's in all technology and realization. There's usually about a 30-year window between when it's used for the military as a weapon and then it becomes available to the public as an everyday in your life use, like computers, like internet. Like all of it starts with the military, and then it's proliferates down into everybody's life about 30 years later. That's advances in science. That's all of it. It's that's what, you know, Eisenhower originally discussed as beware of the military complex, the idea that before any other use, you have to be concerned with survival before you can deal with emotions and other kinds of things, physical, emotional, intellectual, that hierarchy. And there's about a 30-year awareness window that takes place when a technology breaks the scene and then it comes into everybody's daily life. By the time the physics comes in, physics has gone somewhere else with models and worldviews. Quantum mechanics hasn't been actually used in mainstream physics for almost 25 years. They used to call it modern physics, and then it was quantum mechanics and the quantum universe, and now, you know, it's holographic, and that's the way it works. It takes about 30 years. And, of course, DuPont, all of them, and the Moores, were always, Dina Moores, were always, you know, concerned with, you know, terrorism. Terrorism didn't even exist as a word until 10 years ago, when 14, 15 years ago, when 9/11 happened. The public consciousness did not have that immediate fear of checks at airports. I remember when used to come and go without, you know, any kind of scanning or anything like that. They just looked for aberrant behavior. How the world changes is very interesting.
Rick, years ago, back in the 70s, a person asked me, he said, you know, what do you think that in the DuPont family, I mean, the family, and I'm not talking about the business, I'm talking about the family, they have monogrammed towels at their home. This person said to me, what letter do you think the towels would be monogrammed? And I said, the letter P. And he said, absolutely right, because it's a lowercase d, a lowercase u, and a capital P, DuPont.
That. Like the Rothschilds and others like that. That's where it all began, was this idea of the monetary system. When Rothschild wrote on a piece of paper the first concept of a check or credit, where he signed his name and that was good enough for how much money that was worth. That's all changed now. We had monetary systems that were based on gold standard and so on. Good luck with all of that. You know, what that's all about in inflation, what that's all about is the New World Order is at, you know, $8 an hour from minimum wage, where China is at $2 an hour. Now, that's changing, but that's what the whole thing is about, is wages.
Rick, we talked about the Chinese Factory Outlet, which is the name that I use for Walmart on the broadcast.
Pretty much,
and, yeah. And we have one of our instructors who was on the air with me in Springfield before I was not invited to come back to Springfield, you know, the afternoon broadcast. And he and I, I'll tell you what, it's really nice
on
my afternoon.
You do that, do you? Irritate these people and cause them to itch.
Well, this time it was Walmart, and we really caused them an itch because they wanted to invade Springfield downtown, and we exposed what they were doing. And I interviewed this particular instructor, and he and I talked about the petitions and how the petitions, we recommended that people go to these locations, and David Klotz is his name, to sign the petitions to bring before the city a vote whether they wanted a Walmart neighborhood market, another one. I mean, there are plenty of them already there, and they wanted to enhance their presence in downtown Springfield with yet another one. And so we exposed it. We exposed what Walmart was doing. And the next thing I know, this guy's fired. He and I were on the radio on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and he was fired for work the following Saturday morning. And he worked for a company that it appeared to had no ties to Walmart, but that's not true. The company that he worked for, and it'll remain nameless at this point, buys old Walmart stores. They buy the old stores that Walmart has outgrown, and they set up like farm stores, you know, farm supply.
All right. All right.
And so Walmart's tentacles are pretty long and pretty powerful.
Well,
so,
you realize, like, in my little town of Grant Pass, Oregon, we have a Walmart. We used to have a Kmart. It's gone. We have a Bi-Mart, and we have Fred Meyer. Those are the three primaries. We have Grocery Outlet. We have Big Lots. You know, we have all the usual stuff. However, if you do a count on the parking lot and who's shopping where, I would say that more than 50% of Grants Pass uses Walmart, and then the other 50% are shopping around. It's, you know, it cheaper is not better. It may seem so in the first stages of your wallet, but in fact, everything that you purchase at Walmart, every single dollar except for the local labor, which is minimum wage, is taken outside of the city. In fact, most of it goes outside of the state. And when you realize that, it is accurate then to say that 50% of Grants Pass, Oregon, is owned by China. And that's how they determine it. Where is the daily cash flow occurring? And when you realize that it only takes 5% of you that are currently using Walmart, and you today stop, not 10%, 5% would be enough to cause a local Walmart to crash and burn. That is also a statistical reality. And so the play for your mind and your needs and keeping that pressure on you of not having the money you need and to get everything that you want, there's the second problem. The whole idea is marketed around things that you want over things that you need. And when you go to jail, you still have toilet paper. So it's a mentat that needs to be reviewed in personal relationship to yourself and whether or not you personally are going to support that system or not. And really, the whole thing comes around to the fact that you're not going to be able to change the world, but you can change yourself. And as you change, the world will change with you. That is a truth.
Rick, when I was in Springfield yesterday, Mrs. Finelli and I were producing our television commercials for the Get Prepared Expo. So we were at the big television station. We're working with the creativity department. And on the way back, we passed a Walmart opposite a Kmart. And I've talked about this in the Springfield market. The Walmart and Kmart have approximately the same size parking lots. Now, Kmart, the square footage of the store is a little bit smaller than the Supercenter Walmart, which is across the road from it. There are about 500 cars in the Walmart parking lot. There are about 10 cars in the Kmart parking lot.
Yeah, and there's just a huge small region right there too, which is mostly farm community. That's example. There it is. That's how it works. That's why you have current financial problems. And none of this occurred before Walmart. Make a note. Mm-hmm. And further, all you have to look at that doctor that you're going to fire, and you know, he's fat and can't help himself. How is he going to help you? It's all about your personal choices. And this is where you start your work. Getting off the couch and choosing a different choice of foods, different choice of what you want and why. Good luck.
We're in a lot of trouble. We really are. And Rick, when we come back, let's talk about, you talked about putting on notice, putting people on notice. I want to talk about what we did. We put some people on notice right here in the Ozarks. I'll tell you what happened. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparers.com. Get prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheely, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparers.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparers.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, you mentioned that people were put on notice and right here on the broadcast. And I want to share with you that we put the Springfield and other police departments on notice also in the Ozark Mountains. And what we said was, look, you guys are riding around in brand new police cars, vehicles that the rest of us would have trouble affording, brand new top-of-the-line vehicles. With dark windows. We can't see in them, but we can't have windows that the police can't see in. Okay? So there's a double standard there. And they ride around with their radar guns, and they give people tickets, and they hide, and they operate in stealth mode, and they operate in teams to set up toll booths to give people tickets for lights that are out on their vehicles, and, anyway, there are reports on the internet of these police thugs with masks bashing down people's front doors, throwing flashbang grenades in their homes, arresting them. And then who can dispute these charges, you know, if the police say, okay, we found these drugs in this guy's house. How is somebody going to prove that they didn't? You know, so now the burden of proof is on the person who was arrested to prove that they didn't do it, because the police word is usually accepted above anybody else's in court. So what's happening, Rick, is innocent people are being shot. We have a post on our website of a guy who was visiting a friend, and he goes to his friend's place, and his friend's not home, so he sits on the front porch and grabs his garden hose, and he's got the garden hose nozzle in his hand. The neighbor across the street calls up the cops, 911, and says, look, there's a guy, I think he's got a gun, I think it's a small revolver, something like that. So the police go out, and they see this guy on the front porch. They don't say, hey, drop your gun. They just start shooting. They shoot the man, they kill him. They kill him in cold blood. Premeditated. They kill the man. Shotgun blast, semi-automatic handgun blast. They kill the man. And the gun that they thought he might be holding was a garden hose nozzle. So we put the police on notice and we said, look, just remember, you know, you pull this stuff off and you're starting to kill us and you're killing dogs. You're shooting people's dogs because you think they're a threat. They've got mace, they've got handcuffs, they've got radios, they've got batons, they've got tasers, they've got multiple magazines, they've got body armor, they've got cars, shotguns, semi-automatic rifles, assault weapons. I'm talking about the police, right? They're killing people's dogs. They're killing people. And I said, and they're wearing masks, and they're hiding their identities. And then the people who investigate, are the police investigating the police? Come on, nobody believes that justice is being served anymore. Nobody. Well, I said to the cops in the Ozarks, I said, look, just remember that when things go really bad and you're not with your army and you're by yourself and things are chaotic, just remember, we're going to remember who you are. So be nice to us. Play nice. Do the right thing.
Oh, that's
and knock it off.
That's a common problem across the board. When someone gets to a layer or level of responsibility, there is the option of abuse. And it's in everything, not just law enforcement. It's in everything, you know, including your normal radio station or whatever. There are individuals that, what it's called, level of incompetence. They rise to a level where they don't belong. And that's where they will sit, is in that position. I've seen our jails. They had a female jailer that liked to abuse men. And so she went through the system and became, rather than a law enforcement, became a jailer. And she got to a place where she could be abusive because your rights are compromised when you're in the jail system. Level of incompetence.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news and commercials. We're going to talk about the expo. We're going to talk about the banquet dinner. We're going to talk about Rick's seminars, what he's going to teach us in Lebanon, Missouri, July 19, 20, and 21. Rick, I'm looking forward to your visit. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer. Or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.